Dear Cheap Astronomy, is a Lagrange point a good place to keep a record of the history of Earth? This question is based on the premise that humankind, and presumably a large proportion of other megafauna on Earth, might be wiped out one day, perhaps by an asteroid impact. So, given the risk we face, wouldn't it be a good idea to store a record of the history of humanity somewhere? Somewhere that's out of harm's way? Well, if we really put our minds to it, we might soon develop the technology to defend Earth from such an asteroid impact. So perhaps our best plan is to try and stay alive, rather than diverting resources towards creating a lasting memento of ourselves. Of course, there are cynics who will suggest the best thing we can do is create a distant and unassailable storehouse of all the useful knowledge and technology we have developed so far, since we'll all probably die of a self-inflicted extinction event, long before an asteroid comes along. By this way of thinking, the proposed storehouse of all knowledge and wisdom is not so much for the benefit of passing aliens, but for whatever evolved beings come next. Hopefully, the ecological niche we vacate will get filled by a species less prone to running about in mobs and firing guns in the air. But nah, sod that way of thinking. The survival of our species, and probably the survival of any species this planet is ever likely to produce, will always come down to a few, generally nameless, individuals who decide to do something sensible. There will always be an equal number of nameless individuals who decide to do something stupid or mean. But since you're probably listening to this on a smartphone and not in a post-apocalyptic bunker, it seems that the sensible people do generally win out. At least on average, over long time periods. Anyway, putting all the rights and wrongs of humanity to one side, let's get on with answering your question. Exactly what we might put in a storehouse of all knowledge and wisdom is a bit beyond the scope of this podcast. Although it must be said that some mathematical proofs, a few groundbreaking architectural designs, and perhaps some gene-splicing techniques are going to be a lot more useful than Chuck Berry and whale songs. As we previously covered in Cheap Astronomy Podcast Episode 76, the Sun-Earth Lagrange points L4 or L5 would be the best spots to park our Earth storehouse. Objects at Lagrange points L1, L2, or L3 can sustain a station-keeping solar orbit with the Earth, but those points aren't stable. The spacecraft we currently have parked at L1 and L2 still need to fire their rockets now and again to stay in position. L4 and L5 are much more stable, and could potentially harbour an Earth storehouse for a million years or so. Although, over these timescales, the faint gravitational whisper of passing planets can still perturb something put there. So an automated once-in-100-millennia correction burn will still be required. This might prompt you to wonder why we don't park more spacecraft at L4 and L5 instead of L1 and L2. The problem is that L4 and L5 are both about 20 million kilometers from Earth, which is over one light minute, while L1 and 2 are just 1.5 kilometers from Earth, which is only about 5 light seconds. So not only do you need more fuel to get to L4 and 5, but once you are there, the lengthy communication delay back to Earth creates its own problems. Mind you, if we just want to park a record of Earth's history out there, the communication delay isn't such a problem. But before we do that, we really, really should establish an Earth asteroid defense system. Because if it's not there when it matters, we will be history.
Dear Cheap Astronomy, I would like to blow up the Earth. What do you recommend as the best technique?
Anyway,